Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
You're listening to Wednesday Wonders on the Mutual Audio Network. Be amazed.
The following audio drama is rated G for general audiences.
How are you doing, soldier? Arvo bent over the wounded man, concern in his voice, but also a confidence that sounded like a rallying cry. Soldiers always responded positively to it, no matter how broken their body was.
I'll be battle-ready in no time, sir,
the wounded man replied. You'll be good and strong by the next sundrop, I can tell, Arvo said in encouragement, but he knew this man would never be able to fight again, much less pull a plow when this was all over. And the same with the next broken soldier he visited. It's but a slight you have there, he said, looking at the man's broken leg. The bone had been sticking through the skin, but now it was bandaged up.
I'm sorry I fell, Sir Knight. Bad luck. I'll be up and fighting the lizards soon, sir.
That's right you will. He gently punched the man's shoulder with his fist. You'll be right by my side, too. And don't you take any lizards away from my sword, Mieka. I've made her promises. His smile was contagious, and the injured man broke into a grin between winces of pain. Arvo saw the healing master approach. Rest well, soldier, Arvo said with encouragement. But his smile faded as he strode up to the healing master. They were in the courtyard of the castle where all the injured had been laid out. In happier times, the area might be used for a spring festival or a sporting joust. But now the fortress of Lina was under siege by a swarming horde of lizard kin, and the first 4 days had not gone well.
How fares the wounded?
I am out of healing spark until the next sunrise. The best I can do now is tighten splints and bandages and spread a smile among the ones who are awake.
Your administrations are greatly appreciated, Sir Arvo. You should get some rest yourself while you can.
How can I rest when so many here need aid?
There will be no end to the number of wounded until this siege is over, one way or another. You have fought valiantly in the day and tended our wounded at night. You must take some time for yourself. Get some food. Get some rest. Replenish your spark.
Where there is an enemy, I will fight. Where there is injury, I will heal. Where there is despair, I will encourage.
You can't keep pushing yourself. There are limits even you must heed.
They can't afford for me to rest, and I will have none while they remain.
Sir Arvo?
Captain!
When you're finished there, I seek your counsel.
Are we finished here?
Yes, for what it was worth. And my thanks again. You are an inspiration wherever you go to these unfortunates.
Arvo nodded, and then climbed the stone steps to the battlements.
As ordered, sir.
How many left in your company?
12 on their feet. Maybe half that again at next sunrise when my healing spark returns.
I'm putting your unit on the wall.
Captain.
You'll be guarding the landward side. Sir Pansori will guard the riverside.
Captain, with respect, my men-at-arms are well trained. Their talents on the wall
are sorely needed. We are surrounded, Sir Knight. We can no longer make forays out from the castle and meet them on the field. We have to guard the walls now.
So we just wait here until we get slaughtered?
You have been busy among the wounded, and you didn't hear the report.
Well, what report is that?
The last wave that came at the fortress that we met by riding out, it was a diversion.
A diversion?
They must have been reinforced. More lizards up from the great swamp. We didn't even see them. They swam up the river. Rivers are like highways for lizards. While we emptied our gates to meet the enemy out in the field, the lizards crawled up the walls on the riverside. They nearly took all the house guard that remained. So now, we're in dire straits and have to defend against assault from the land in the east and the river on the west.
They don't have any siege equipment. They hardly have any armor or weapons except what they capture or recover in battles. They certainly don't have battering rams or ladders, much less engines.
They don't need siege tools even if they could knock them together. They just climb up the wall with their sharp claws digging into the stone. Today we were lucky to repulse their probing attack. The next time, when they attack in force, we will certainly be overwhelmed.
Can't we surrender? Get quarter or mercy from them, at least for the injured?
This is not that kind of war. They are not interested in capturing the stronghold, or even the town nearby, or occupying the land.
Then why did they come out of the swamp?
They are overpopulated, and the swamp can no longer support their numbers.
Were there food?
Yes. Our spies tell us they attack, they sweep the field for our dead. For their own dead, they are not discerning in that regard.
If castles are useless against them, then all the valley kingdoms are in danger.
So it would seem.
What will happen to them, the injured?
They won't stand a chance once our defense is broken. They can't run. They can't hide. We've already filled up the great hall and all the apartments with wounded. Even the hallways are strewn with the infirm.
How long do we have?
Thank you for your service, Sir Arvo. You and your company.
Palakon gave him a prolonged look, then nodded and swiftly disappeared down the battlement. How are you doing, soldier? Arvo bent over the wounded man.
I'll be battle ready in no time, sir, the wounded man replied.
You're very brave, soldier. Arvo tried to keep the sorrow out of his voice.
Very brave indeed.
You've been listening to The Fall of Castle Lynna, a Dungeons & Damsels short story side quest, written and performed by David Ian. Sound engineering by Dino D'Elfweld. Sound design by David Ian. With music by Ron Perovich. Dungeons & Damsels is a sword and sorcery medieval fantasy series produced by Unchained Productions.